It's 9:05. We'll start our council roll call. Ms. Hunt. Ms. Hosso. Ms. Davis. Ms. Davis. Present. Mr. Atkins. Mr. Salazar. Mr. Allen. Ms. Margolin. Mr. Cadane.
Here.
Mr. Newman.
Here, Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Natensky.
Here, ready for work, Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Hosso.
Here, ready to work.
And Ms. Madrona is in the back getting some coffee.
And she's ready to work, too.
She's ready to work. Okay. The mayor is present. And the reason I'm going to start these roll calls, I want everybody to understand. I intend to start these meetings on time. And we cannot start the city business without a quorum. And we've always been on time, and I'm not going to begin to accept tardiness as it relates to taking care of city business. Okay? So I will do the roll call. If you do not answer, your constituents will know that you're not here. Those that are here, you will have an opportunity to be marked as president. I did mark you as president, Ms. Madrona. We do have 9 at this time. We will begin our council meeting, and we will start with our prayer. Councilman Cadane, would you kindly please come forward and lead us in our prayer this morning?
City Council meeting called to order at 9:06.
I agree.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing us through the storm and bringing such a glorious day here this morning. Be with all of our members here today, Father, that they will take your lead and that you'll guide us, Father, to do your will here today for our city. Let us make the right decisions. Give us the wisdom and knowledge we need to bring what this city needs to move forward and to be great. And let us do it through you, Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Ms. Cadane. Ms. Davis, would you kind of lead us in our pledge of allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We're going to begin your morning speakers with Teddy Hawkins, who will be followed by Barbara Grimes. I will first recite the speaker guidelines. Citizens and other visitors attending the meeting of the City Council shall observe the same rules of propriety, decorum, and good conduct applicable to members of the City Council. Any persons making personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks who become boisterous while addressing the City Council or while attending the City Council meeting shall be removed from the room if the Sergeant-at-Arms is so directed by the presiding officer, and the person shall be barred from further audience before the City Council during that session of the City Council. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please address your comments to Mayor Carraway.
And before, go ahead, are you done?
Yes.
Speakers, before you start, when your amber light turns yellow, that will be your 30-second warning, and you'll hear that to start wrapping up. We will not go beyond the red light. You're going to hear a 30-second warning and tap when your 30 seconds are left. So at that time, please begin to wrap up. Madam Secretary.
Again, the first speaker is Teddy Hawkins. Please state your name and address for the record.
Teddy Hawkins, 2504 Pine Street, President of the X-Line, Friends of X-Line, and President of the Rochester Park Community Action Program. The city fathers have done it again. Back in 1940 and the 50s, white Dallas residents and politicians purchased land and created laws that relegated black Dallas residents to Rochester Park. Unknowingly to the black residents at that time, Rochester Park was a floodplain, as were many other parts of Dallas. Dallas politicians purchased land, some of which is now downtown area, created laws that provided them economic benefit and redeveloped their land, causing even more floodwaters to be channeled to the Rochester Park area. This is a national a book. It's called The Accommodation of Race, and it's wrote by Jim Schultz. Resolved. Rochester Park, Corporate Revolution for Action, State of Texas, County of Dallas, nor all men bodies present. Be it hereby known that the Rochester Park Community Action Program, a non-profit corporation according with the bylaws of Rochester Park, on April 23rd, 2011, adopted the following resolution. Resolved, the Rochester Park Community Action Program does not support the renaming of this historical park, Rochester Park. We do support the name of the old baseball park by Rose Terrace. Be it further resolved that the Rochester Park Community Action Program encourages park and recreation staff to maintain ongoing conversation with the impacted community residents regarding the design, renaming, and redevelopment of Rochester Park. Now, I'm not going to take any question at this time, Mayor, but I'm going to redirect this at you. And I said it, and I'm going to say it again, the fathers have done it again. Now, they need to take that name and put it back over to the baseball diamond. Okay? Now, Lincoln is a white man. Madison was a slave owner. But it's a lot of history with that school, James Madison. They've won state championship. Lincoln has won state championship. Nobody's talking about changing that name. Too much history has been made with those names. And Rochester Park is an historical park. And those low-income residents down there have went through a lot. And there are people who have died for those folks to have better housing and a better quality of life. And we're not going to be bogarted by someone coming in and taking a whole park and naming it a baseball park and impacting what's going on in that community as far as how they redirect development down there and their lives. And so I'm going to send out a press release, and I hope I don't have to send it out, and I'm not going to say what the press release is going to say. But I have asked all three candidates that are running for mayor to look into this matter.
Thank you very much. Madam Secretary?
Your next speaker, Barbara Grimes. Norris Jones will follow Ms. Grimes.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Barbara Allen Grimes, and I stay at 319 Kanawha in the Pleasant Grove area, the district. Okay, what it is that I'm with today is about the housing over there, the streets, the schools. I've been a volunteer over there a long time. I even taught at W.A. Blair. The other day when I went up there directing traffic, people were going down one street and everything. I had to holler at one lady. I don't turn my back on no one. I pretend I didn't even see her. She sit there and was going up and down a one-way street. And when I hollered, she had an attitude. And it's the houses that's over there now. They got a house over there. It's on a Luster. It's 7726. And what it was, about a year or 2 years ago, a tree fell on this house. We heard something. It fell. I called and no one helped. Okay? Dogs over there, two of my dogs and died in 2 days' time. I found out, I don't know how true it is, but I found out from a source, I won't give you the source. At W.A. Blair, they had white rats. A white rat got in my house. I've never seen a white rat in my house in my life, ma'am. For 37 years, I've been there, almost 38. And the next thing I know, a person told me, they had sprayed stuff up under this school. And then what they did, the cat, it's a place that you can go, the cat went down, and ma'am, a cat was in my garage also. The reason it was in there, because I'm disabled and I couldn't get out the bathroom, so the fireman had to, you know, pull my garage and put it down. So I'm trying to figure out what is killing these dogs also. I found out for a fact. Now if the school board then did this to these, you know, did it to the rats, then the cats eat the rats. Then the rats bring them out there. Those are some fat rats. I have called on about those, you know, those cats. Nobody do anything about it. You see what I'm saying? I'm not down here to criticize anyone, but I just want to know, and I do want to know a fact. I am an educator. I used to teach at W.A. Blair, and then for a fact, I'm going to tell you a little something about my life. They just nominated me for the Business Women's Association, who I turned it down. And the reason I turned it down is because I'm not paying $999 for knowing anyone. I go and give money to the Hispanic children. It doesn't matter who I give it to. I am for the children. Thank you.
No, you got 30 seconds. That didn't warn.
Okay. Well, I am going to also, see, I hold a business degree. I hold a nurse's assistant. I hold in two states. Louisiana is where I came from when I was 19. And then I have one up here in Dallas. I am an educator, and I'm going to Austin, and I'm still going to fight. And another thing, please don't get mad at me, Mr. Mayor, not you, but it was a mayor. I came up here, I wrote two or three times, nobody talked to me.
All right, we're going to talk to you. Mr. Forrest, would you please get with her? All right, go right here, and Mr. Forrest Turner is going to get with you. Yeah, he's going to come get you right there. He's going to walk you to your seat. Madam Secretary?
Your next speaker is Norris Jones. Norris Jones, not present. Jada Wooten, not present. Claudia Fowler. Claudia Fowler, not present. That concludes your speakers this morning, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Before we go any further, Madam Secretary, is that it?
Yes, sir. Those are the only individuals for the morning.
Thank okay, you. That's the only one for the morning. Mr. D.D. Pierce of the Dallas Fire Department, would you kindly come down and bring me this this big fire boot here, and if you don't mind, you can just come right over and make sure I get it. This is very important to the Dallas City Council. Ms. Hostel and myself on yesterday, we were at Station 15, and at Station 15, I understand that they hold the record for the Feel the Boot campaign for MD muscular dystrophy. Now, if you notice in your districts today, throughout the Dallas community, our fire department, our firemen, they are out and we're filling the boot. Here's what we told number 15 yesterday, is that Jerry Allen and Ms. Margolin, we are looking to break up the monopoly of Fire Station 15. Now, Newman and Natinsky, Madrona, Sheffy, Carolyn, and myself, we are going to beat 15. I don't know what the number is to beat. The number to beat is to get as much as we possibly can. So we're going to look for all of the city council representatives, Ms. Hunt as well, You and the little baby, we're going to look for you all to be out on the corners legally, and we're going to fill this boot. Now, this weekend is the weekend of Fill the Boot for MD. And we don't want just the firemen out there. We want the council members out there assisting your firemen. So when the victory comes, and when station number 23 and 38, that happens to be in District 4, are celebrating the victory, then you all will have known that you've had a fair chance and a fair warning, okay? So with that, we are in very support. We're going to leave the boot up here for a while, but we're going to be very supportive of Feel the Boot this weekend here in the city of Dallas. Is that fair? All right. Thank you so very much. We'll do that. All right. We're going to fill them up.
Mr. Mayor.
No, you're not going to be covered by insurance while you're out in traffic.
Mr. Mayor, my name is...
Ms. Hostel, please.
Yes, thank you for letting me speak after rallying for the other stations. I do want to say that Station 15 in the heart of Oak Cliff, right near the Bishop Arts District, does have the title of the fire station that has raised the most money for muscular dystrophy, and we are going to hold that title, and we will take it this time also. So, Station 15, we are ready, and I will be out there helping you. I have already put money in the boot, so let's pass it around, Mayor Carraway.
Yeah, now, Jerry, you just going to take that over to Lake Highland? I mean, what's really going on here?
Well, I got D.D. Pierce at 57. I got D.D. Pierce at 57. All right, D.D., what are you going to do? They're already out hustling. All right, so there you go, 57. But again, Miss Osso, hats off to your area over there. That's a kind, hard, you know, their hearts are good and they give that money. But Dee Dee's going to see out in my neck of the woods, we do even a little better.
Well, Miss Margolin has something to say about that. Miss Margolin?
You know, we're being kind of vague about the dollars we're talking about, and I think we really need to know what the number is to beat, because otherwise how are we going to do it? I mean, I'm willing to get out there and work, but I want to know what my goal is, so somebody needs to tell me.
Baby, can you give us a little insight?
15 fire stations raised $26,000 out of a total of $306,000 last year.
So the number to beat is 26,000?
No, that's 15 stations, right?
No, no.
Station. Oh, I'm sorry. Station 15 raised $26,000. Whoa.
Yeah, well, they did it in 1 week. And Ms. Natinsky.
Mr. Dickerson. Mr. Doug Dickerson. Did you hear that number?
Yes, sir.
What's Station 10 going to do? Damn right.
All right. Well, we're going to have an exciting weekend, and you will see me out even today with my stations, and I'm going to be out there, and we're going to fill it up. And let me just say, I also donated yesterday to station number 15. So I gave them a little. Now, I don't want a refund. We're going to have to double and triple up what I donated on yesterday. Anyway, a lot of fun. We appreciate that, and we're looking forward for supporting MD and the Dallas Fire Department and Feel the Boot, okay? So that's what we're going to do. Before we get started with our minutes, I want to take this time and recognize a first-class school that has just walked in, and they look like they are from Townview. So with the students from Townview, wave to the Dallas City Council this morning, and we appreciate having you all here. Keisha, thank you for bringing them in, and they're still coming in, and they're going to be a part of today's activity. And what class is this, Keisha? Huh? Criminal justice and law enforcement. All right. So these are future lawyers, judges, and legislators that are coming in. And council members and mayors and governors and presidents of the United States of America. All right. With that, council, if we can get started, I'd like to get an approval for our minutes.
Second.
Been moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Now if we can, let me go over what I know to that we've had some concerns about here, and correct me as I go. Item number 5, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Salazar has deferred. Item number 6, Ms. Hasso, Mr. Atkins have pulled for individual. Item number 20, Mr. Cadane has pulled. Item number 4, I think Mr. Salazar has pulled item number 4. And Mr. Salazar, number 4.
On the addendum?
On the addendum. And we will need seconds, of course, on the regular agenda on item 51, 52, 53. We'll need double seconds on the addendum on 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. On the zoning, Ms. Coop has pulled item number 56, Mr. Newman has pulled item number 59, and Mr. Newman also pulled item number 64. 68 through 77 on the zoning, all will require seconds, all right? With that, if I can get any other corrections here, none. If that, I can get a... You want me to read through one more time? All right, real quick. Mr. Salazar pulled item number 5. Ms. Hasso and Mr. Atkins has pulled Mr. Salazar deferred item number 5. Mr. Atkins pulled item number 6. Mr. Cadane pulled item number 20. Mr. Salazar pulled item number 4 on the addendum. On the zoning, Ms. Coop pulled item 56. Mr. Newman, 59, and Mr. Newman, 64.
So moved with the consent
second. All right, it's been moved and second. All in favor? Any opposed? So moved. All right. Now, with that, we'll start with item 6. Yeah. Number 6.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Speaker number 2?
The Speaker canceled.
The Speaker canceled.
Sorry, it was not pulled for individual.
Yeah.
Item number 6 is authorize a 3-year master agreement for employee uniforms and safety shoes for civilian city employees, Promotional Designs, Inc., in the amount of $4,535,979, Workwear Safety Shoes in the amount of $852,800, P&G Police Supply, DBA, C&G Wholesale in the amount of $44,100, Regali, Inc., in the amount of $40,700, Lehigh Outfitters, LLC, in the amount of $12,500, and Fisher Scientific Company, LLC, in the amount of $1,500, lowest responsible bidders of 10.
Mr. Atkins, please.
Mayor, I move to defer this to June the 22nd.
Yeah. Oh, second.
All right, it's been moved and second. Ms. Hossel?
Yes, Mayor. I agree with Mr. Atkins. This is an item that needs a little more research. It's a $5 million contract for employee uniforms that affect jobs here in Dallas. So I second it wholeheartedly.
All right. It's been moved and second. Has been to defer. To what's your date?
June 22nd.
June 22nd. All right. It's been moved and second. All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Madam Secretary.
Item number 20 is authorized supplemental agreement number 1 to the First Amended Arboretum and Botanical Society Contract Master Agreement for the Dallas Arboretum and Botanical Society, Inc., for the construction, development, and maintenance of the Rory Myers Children's Adventure Garden at the Dallas Arboretum, located at 8525 Garland Road.
Mr. Cabane.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We just have a small change in this contract, which I'd like to read into the motion. I make the motion to approve agenda item number 20, subject to the following amendments. Due to last-minute revisions requested by Dallas Arboretum and Botanical Society, removing the following 4 deal points: Dallas Arboretum and Botanical Society will relocate their horticulture facilities to Park and Recreation Department, District 1, White Rock Lake Service Center, which is an existing 4-acre site near Sunset Inn. Number 2, City will relocate the White Rock Lake Service Center operations to temporary facility until such time it permanently moves to the site currently known as the Jules Merchant Army Reserve Center. The time frame for this move is anticipated to be 2012. 3, Dallas Arboretum and Botanical Society will pay all reasonable location costs, rental costs, and all other costs for City's move to the temporary facility. Number 4, Dallas Arboretum and Botanical Society will pay stipend for lease vehicles to transport City staff to and from the White Rock Lake Service Center through the year 2011-12. Those are the 4 items deal points that will be removed, and we need to add the following deal point. The Dallas Arboretum, at their option, may relocate their horticultural service center to the site of existing Park and Recreation Department, District 1, White Rock Lake Service Center, which is an existing 4-acre site near Sunset Inn, subject to the city's relocation of the District 1 White Rock Lake Service Center operations to the site currently known as the Jules Merchant Army Reserve Center. The time frame for this move is anticipated to be 2012, pending action by the federal government to transfer the property to the City of Dallas. Thank you.
All right, it's been moved and second. Hearing and seeing no other, are you ready to vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We move now to item number 48.
All right, item number 48.
Item number 48 is consideration of appointments to boards and commissions. You have for your consideration Jeffrey Jeff Sullivan to fill the business owner in the SDF area, nominated by Councilmember Cadane to the South Dallas Fair Park Trust Fund Board. That is the only appointment today.
Move approval.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary.
Item number 49 is a resolution authorizing an amendment of the appointment of citizens to serve as election judges for the City of Dallas in Dallas, Denton, Rockwall, and Collin Counties for the May 14, 2011 joint general election.
A motion?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor? Any opposed? Madam Secretary.
Item number 50 is an ordinance amending ordinance number 28148 to change certain election day polling and early voting locations for the May 14, 2011 general election.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor? Any opposed? Madam Secretary.
Item number 51 is authorize an amendment to resolution number 061483 to modify the bylaws for tax increment financing zone number 14, Skillman Corridor TIF District, to number 1, provide for a position on the design review committee for a representative of the Lake Highlands Public Improvement District and any additional public improvement districts that may be established within the TIF district boundary in the future. Number 2, acknowledge Dallas County Hospital District's waiver of their appointee to the Stillman Corridor TIF District Board of Directors and to increase the number of City Council-appointed Board of Directors from 5 to 6. And number 3, approve the corresponding changes to the bylaws of the Stillman Corridor TIF District Board of Directors. This item does require 2 seconds.
Ms. Allen?
Request for approval.
All right, got 2 seconds. Ms. Margolin and Mr. Cadane. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary?
Item number 52 is authorize an amendment to the reconstruction share loans previously approved by resolution number 10-1658 to change the awarded reconstruction contractor of 2 homes located at 5180 Lauderdale Street, the amount of the loan not to exceed $93,400, of which $22,508 has been expended with a balance of $70,892. And 2616 Eugene Street, the amount of the loan not to exceed $93,400, of which $55,820 has been expended with a balance of $27,580. This item does require 2 seconds.
Is there a motion? The motion for item number 52.
I'll move approval of it.
Then move. We need 2 seconds.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Mr. Atkins and Mr. Salazar. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary, 53.
Item number 53 is authorized number 1, the acceptance of $1,250,000 in court-ordered restitution funds to provide for affordable housing. Number 2, an increase in appropriations in non-departmental in an amount not to exceed $1,250,000. And number 3, an amendment to resolution number 08-1400 to A, increase the conditionally forgivable loan amount by $1,522,000 on an existing economic development loan with Jubilee Park and Community Center Corporation.
All right, Ms. Hunt, please.
I'm sorry. And at the completion of the development, B, allow the transfer of the redeveloped property and deed restrictions to the Dallas Housing Finance Corporation.
Ms. Hunt.
Mr. Mayor, and Pauline, if you don't mind, I wanted to make a great announcement that has absolutely nothing to do with this particular agenda item, but I wanted to tell you, John Eagle has just told us he will contribute $2,000 to the Fill the Boot campaign.
All right. Didi, come get this boot.
$2,000. That's going to be we need a big boot. We need a bigger boot, Didi.
Bigger boot? Get this boot. Take it straight over that. Wait a minute. Is that in your district or...
Well, I wasn't going to get competitive here, but it's going to go 1,000 to one of my stations and 1,000 to Ms. Margolin's station.
All right.
Thank you, John Eagle. Thank you, Ms. Hunt. We've just read that item 53 into the record. Is there a motion for approval?
Motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary? Let's go to Mr. Salazar's item on addendum 4.
Addendum item number 4 is authorize a contract for grading and utilities, soccer fields, parking, drive, lighting, vending, and toilet pavilions, loop trail, irrigation, landscaping, fencing, and site furnishings for the Elm Fork Athletic Complex located at 2200 block of Walnut Hill Lane, Rogers O'Brien Construction Company Limited, best value proposer of 7.
Mr. Salazar, please.
Thank you. At the request of the park director, I am requesting to, at this time, delete addendum item number 4 to increase the scope of the project and bring back for council consideration at the next available agenda meeting.
You then delete or defer?
I'll defer.
Okay.
We'll defer.
All right.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded for deferral. Any questions? All ready to vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary?
Mayor?
We're still on agenda?
Yes. We have addendum item number 8 is authorize an economic development loan agreement with Lakewest ALF Realty LLC related to the development of a senior assisted living center located at 2696 Baker Street, Dallas, Texas 75212, pursuant to Chapter 380 of the Texas Local Government Code in accordance with the city's public-private partnership program. This item does require 2 seconds.
Move approval.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Ms. Madrona, Mr. Cadane, all in favor? Any opposed? Madam Secretary?
Addendum item number 9, 10, 11, and 12 must be considered collectively, so all 4 items will be read into the record at one time. Addendum item number 9 is authorize a public hearing to be held on May 25, 2011, concerning the creation of City of Dallas Reinvestment Zone number 76, located at 2320 Beckley Mead Avenue, Dallas, Texas, and at the close of the hearing, consideration of number 1, an ordinance creating City of Dallas Reinvestment Zone number 76, and number 2, a 75% business personal property tax abatement for 10 years with Home Depot USA, Inc. and PR Pro I-22 LLP. Addendum item number 10 is authorize a Chapter 380 Economic Development Grant Agreement pursuant to the Public-Private Partnership Program with PR Pro I-22 LLP for the expansion of a distribution facility located at 2320 Beckley Mead Avenue and associated public and private improvements, including the construction of portions of Daniel Dale Road. Addendum item number 11 is authorized, number 1, a project supplemental agreement to the master agreement with Dallas County for design and construction of drainage, paving, streetlight, and traffic light improvements for Daniel Dale Road project. Number 2, the receipt and deposit of funds in an amount not to exceed $1,300,000 in the capital projects reimbursement fund from Dallas County. And number 3, an increase in appropriations in the amount not to exceed $1,300,000 in the capital projects reimbursement fund. Addendum item number 12 is authorized, number 1, a participation agreement with PR Crow I-22 LLP, whereby the company will procure and install traffic signals at the intersections of A, Hampton Road and Daniel Dale Road, and B, Polk Street and Daniel Dale Road, in accordance with the design specifications of the city, subject to inspection and final acceptance by the city, and number 2, an increase in appropriations in the capital projects reimbursement fund. These items do require 2 seconds.
Okay, now will we take them individually or collectively as one? I'm
thinking
collectively.
Collectively.
All right. Mr. Atkins, please.
Thank you, Mayor. As you know, Home Depot, a couple years ago, leased some property from Trammell Crow, roughly about a 800,000 square feet warehouse space, and they are now trying to do addition. And for so many years that we talk about infrastructure on the backside of the addition, we are in the process but this motion is to make sure that we have the adequate infrastructure for the trucks to come in and deliver a product for Home Depot. It's going to create probably over the next 2 or 3 years, roughly about 200 jobs. We do have commitment from the county. One of our board labels, DeSoto, city of DeSoto Economic Development Department, going to put some money in it. We also have some money from the private investor side of $500,000. We're going to put money into that road. So this is something that, when we start saying trying to create jobs in the southern sector, we are also creating jobs in the southern sector, because right now we probably have over 500 million square foot vacancies out there. Now we probably be able to take a million of square foot off the vacancies to be filled. And with that, Mayor, I move this to be moved forward.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Ms. Hill and Mr. Salazar, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary, number 13.
Item number 13 is authorized number 1, the establishment of a Fiji Compton Economic Development Program pursuant to Chapter 380 of the Texas Local Government Code to make loans and grants to promote local economic development and to stimulate business and commercial activity in the Fiji Compton area. And number 2, the execution of a conditional grant agreement in the amount of $240,000 with Sphinx Development Corporation or its wholly owned subsidiary to provide funding for the construction of 12 residential units in accordance with the Fiji Compton Economic Development Program. You do require 2 seconds on this item.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and properly seconded. Mr. Madrona and Mr. Atkins, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Madam Secretary?
That does conclude your items for consideration this morning.
Let me just make one statement to the town view. It is 9:41, and because of your presence, you are a part of a record-setting morning agenda. We're basically done for the morning, and we will, in a few minutes, we'll go into executive session, and I'll read that council into executive session, and then we'll stay there, and council, we will return at 1 o'clock. For our zoning agenda, 1 o'clock, not 1:05, 1:10. We will start at 1 o'clock. That's what we're going to do. With that, first, I want to go to Ms. Davis, and then we'll hear from Ms. Hostel. Ms. Davis, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, I would like to thank Townview for coming out this morning. Ms. Black and I do have a very, very strong relationship. She is the principal of your campus. Keep up the good work. Townview is in District 7, and I do appreciate each and every one of you for all the hard work that you do. We had a huge program over at Townview, Girls Night Out, over at Townview last year. And so I just really want to thank you for all the hard work that you do. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you, Ms. Davis. Ms. Hostel, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to reiterate and welcome and thank the kids from Townview. You're right down the street from my district. I want to encourage you to study hard, work hard at school, so you can be one of you can take one of our places. So learn as much as you can, study hard, and finish high school, go on to college. I do want to make an announcement today at 11:30 to 2 o'clock. In this Dallas City Hall Plaza, we have the Living Plaza. That's a tribute to William White, who did a study in 1983 of what our City Hall Plaza could be and should be. So today we have a combination of people who have worked very hard to give us an idea of what our plaza could do. So I encourage you to go out and partake and have fun and see what our City Hall Plaza could be in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hostel. Mr. Allen.
Mayor, you know that I've always put the Lake Highland Wildcats as number one. As a matter of fact, we even had a drum off, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
With Councilwoman Davis and Councilman Atkins was present on that. But I just wanted to say to Townview, you guys, national recognition that y'all have over and over again, that school is really just top-notch, and I'm so proud of the fact that it is here in this great city of Dallas, and the recognition that y'all bring us is huge. It's huge. In the future, we joke about the drum off and stuff because we have so much pride for our schools, but you guys are right up there at the very, very, very top, nationally recognized, so my hat goes off to each and every one of you for your hard work and also for those educators that make y'all what y'all are going to become. So y'all just keep doing what you're doing and make us look good. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Allen, Mr. Salazar.
Thank you, Mayor. Actually, that number one is number one in the nation, not just in the state. But also want to acknowledge Mr. Savetto Bettis, who's here, who for many years has worked with students and helping us to find volunteer jobs, internships, and year in, year out. I see them in the courthouse walking around, and always they're very professional. They're wanting to learn. So I want to thank Mr. Bettis also for being here and all of the staff for making it possible for all these kids and many more to really get hands-on experience in the real world as they prepare to go to college. So thank you for being here today, and look forward to seeing you again in the future.
Thank you, Ms. Salazar. Ms. Madrona.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I can't say that Townview is in District 2, but the right position at the rear of the building, you can actually see District 2. But I want to say that I'll take a little claim. I have three great, two great nephews and a great niece. They're students at Townview. So I congratulate you for coming and watching government work at its best. Mr. Allen, you put it right. I know that, you know, you very often praise Lake Highland. But just recently, Ms. Margolin brought in Marsh Middle School, and they've been recognized also nationally on their ROTC. Woodrow Wilson was just recognized a couple of weeks ago also. Their basketball and other achievements that they have made as well. And now you here, and as Mr. Salazar mentioned, the number one high school in the nation. That really says a lot of things about the Dallas Independent School District that sometimes doesn't get the recognition that it deserves. But you are our future, and thank you very much for being here, and educators as well. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Ms. Madrona. And let me finalize it by saying thanks to Keisha Williams. And to all the teachers, and you guys have been there, and you've been on the lead. There are times that Townview has helped me achieve the status as to where I sit today, because you guys helped me with my campaigns. And we would walk through the neighborhoods and very proudly, and at lunchtime, when it's time to take you guys back to school, it was your choice to go and have hamburgers at McDonald's, and so we would do that as well. But I want to encourage you all that to continue your education, continue to make the right decisions, and continue to keep the focus, because it's one thing that you're wearing on your shoulders as relate to being super students at Townview. You're also super citizens of the city of Dallas. And that's most important. When you take it to college and folks ask you where you're from, you're going to say, I'm from Dallas, and I graduated from Townview. So you got a double whammy working for you, and we're looking forward in your representation across America and bringing all hope back to Dallas. So with that, thank each and every one of you. It is now 9:48 a.m., April 27, 2011. 2011, the City Council will now go into executive closed session under Section 551-071 of the Texas Open Meetings Act to receive advice from and consultant with our city attorney on the following matters described on today's agenda: United States of America versus Douglas Moore versus the City of Dallas. Estimated time is about 15 minutes. Council, we will return to City Council chambers promptly at 1 o'clock for our zoning agenda. At this time, we stand adjourned, but we're going into executive session. It's 1 o'clock, and we're getting ready to get started with our new session of zoning. Madam Secretary, we can get ready. We have nine in the office at this point. I'm going to do my roll call, make sure that everybody is here. Ms. Hunt, present.
Here.
Ms. Hosso?
Here.
Ms. Davis? Mr. Atkins? Ms. Hill? Mr. Salazar?
Here.
Mr. Carroway, present. Deputy Mayor Madrona?
Here.
Ms. Coop?
Here.
Here.
Mr. Newman?
Here.
Ms. Cadane?
Here.
Ms. Margolin? Mr. Allen? All right, let's get started.
Mr. Carraway?
Ms. Natinsky.
Mr. Carraway here?
Ms. Carraway is present.
Ms. Carraway.
All right. Okay. Ms. Margolin's in our office. She's in route. It just buzzed. Okay. Madam Secretary, we're going to start in our zoning, and if we would, we'll turn to you, and we'll get started with our first zoning item. Do we start with 56 with Ms. Cooch?
We actually will go ahead and read, clarify for the record that zoning item number 56, 59, and 64 have been pulled for individual consideration. So we're going to go ahead and consider the consent agenda, and I will read those items into the record.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor. Item number 54 is a public hearing regarding an application for a WMU-5 walkable mixed urban use district on property zoned as a CC community commercial sub-district within plan development district number 595 on two separate parcels. Number one, northwest line of Park Row Avenue between J.B. Jackson Boulevard and Trunk Avenue, and number two, northwest line of Grand Avenue between 4th Avenue and Trunk Avenue, and an application for a WR-5 walkable urban residential district on property zoned as an MF-1A sub-district within plan development district number 595 on two separate parcels. Number one, southeast line of Elihu Street, south of 4th Avenue, and number two, northwest line of Elihu Street, south of 4th Avenue. Item number 55 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for a vehicle storage lot within planned development district number 323, the Urbandale Area Special Purpose District on the southeast line of Forney Road between Peachtree Street and Lawnview Avenue. Item number 57 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for an alcohol beverage establishment for a bar, lounge, or tavern on property within Subdistrict C of the West Mixed Use Subzone of Plan Development District Number 305 in an area generally bounded by Cole Avenue, East Lemon Avenue, McKinney Avenue, and southwest of Blackburn Street. Item number 58 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting an amendment to the deed restrictions of Tract B on property zoned in RR Regional Retail District on the north line of R.L. Thornton Freeway, east of Buckner Boulevard, Loop 12. Item number 60 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for a restaurant without drive-in or drive-through service on property zoned in NOA Neighborhood Office District on the southeast corner of Harvest Hill Road and the Dallas North Tollway. Item number 61 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for a recycling buyback center on property zoned in IR Industrial Research District on the northeast corner of Joseph Harden Drive and Mint Way. Item number 62 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting an amendment to an expansion of Plan Development District Number 682 for a public school other than an open enrollment charter school and MF-2A multifamily district uses on property zoned Plan Development District Number 682 and an MF2A multifamily district with a dry liquor control overlay on a portion and generally bound by Beckley Avenue, Story Street, 8th Street, Patton Avenue, the alley south of East 10th Street, excluding the lot on the southwest corner of East 10th Street, Patterson Avenue, and an area on the northeast corner of Patton Avenue and East 10th Street. Item number 63 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for the sale of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a general merchandise store or food store less than 3,500 square feet on property zoned a CSD1 commercial service district with a D1 liquor control overlay on the northeast corner of Kleberg Road and South Beltline Road. Item number 65 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for the sale of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a general merchandise store or food store less than 3,500 square feet on property within Subdistrict 2, a Plan Development District Number 535, the C.F. Hahn Special Purpose District Number 3, with a D1 liquor control overlay on the northeast corner of C.F. Hahn Freeway and South Masters Drive. Item number 66 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting the renewal of specific use permit number 1634 for a private school on property zoned an IR and R-16A single family district on the north side of Church Hill Way, east of Preston Road. Item number 67 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for the sale of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a general merchandise store less than 3,500 square feet on property zoned in an RR-V-1 regional retail district with a D1 liquor control overlay on the southwest corner of the Great Trinity Forest Way, Loop 12, and Murdoch Road. That is your consent agenda. Are there any speakers in the audience that would like to come up and speak in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve the items? Any speakers in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve? Are there any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve the items? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Ms. Davis, your light is blinking prior to the vote on the consent agenda. Ms. Davis?
Thank you, Mayor. I would like to have the applicant for zoning case 54 to come down. Mr. Mayor, 54 is something that I'm really excited about that's going on. Teresa, can you come up, please? Is Teresa here?
Yes, okay.
David, Ms. Coffin is coming.
Okay, David is coming. David, can you talk a little about what's going on with item 54?
Yes, ma'am. Item 54 will actually be the first urban forum district the city has approved today after adoption of the urban forum code amendments that were done over a year ago. So this is the first district that creates the shopfront overlay to require retail on the ground floor along with the mixed use.
Okay. So, colleagues, did you guys hear that? This is the first, and I want to thank Teresa. This is the first sustainable development here in the whole entire city of Dallas. And, Teresa, talk a little about what that is so people can understand.
Well, it's a form-based code that you see a lot of some of the more progressive cities starting to go to now. Hats off to the applicant for working through some of the kinks with us because it's our first application. So we had to tweak it a little bit. He's very patient as we kind of work through the project. It's going to hopefully create that kind of sense of place and urban interest that communities are looking for now. We had a little demonstration on the plaza today about how, you know, you activate the streets and you create a more sustainable development pattern. And we hope that's what it'll do here. It'll also, you know, streamline some of the processing for them and cut out some of the redundant reviews and that kind of thing. So we're very hopeful about it and excited that it can have its first place down in your district here, Fair Park.
Good. And can the applicant come up? Can you just talk a little about what's going to happen? What are some of the things you'll be doing?
Yes. Hi. Payman Horry, 5247 Richard Avenue, Dallas. This zoning case came about primarily because of the changes in the area. The MLK DART station came about and the Fair Park. And on the one side, the MLK station is 500 feet away. On the other side, it's the Fair Park is only 1,500 feet away. This is a natural location for a transit-oriented development. And looking through the City of Dallas's Forward Dallas documents and a lot of other literature from Office of Economic Development, from DART, all of those studies have put together sort of suggestions for the type of development that should go around train stations. Form-based district evolves from that, the zoning district, and it's tailored to promote pedestrian activity, interaction between the building and the street, and, you know, looking at this property and its location and the type of traffic that's in the area and with the two train stations, this could be a perfect, we believe it's a perfect place for it. It is the first case of this type with the city. So it took a little bit of time to work through with staff, and I want to thank Richard Brown for putting away overtime on this because it wasn't easy, and there were he pointed out several things that might affect our building site, and we sat with him and worked through it. It was It was a very good effort on the city's part, on the staff's part. And ultimately, we reached a nice decision on how to, you know, we worked our site plans. And we think ultimately, as this develops, it's going to be a phased project. But ultimately, it could have up to 240 apartments. It could have up to 40,000 square feet of retail, which would be used for retail, restaurant, and office space, all within 500 to 1,000 feet of the train station. So ultimately, this is I think it takes time to get the DART stations to develop, but this is a great start.
Very good.
Thank you.
And I'd like to have you to recognize the owners, Mr. and Mrs. Hall, wave your hand. They will be the owner and the developer who will be doing the first sustainable development here in the whole entire city. Mr. and Mrs. Hall, I want to thank you for coming to me and asking me, could you develop on your own land? You and your family have done a wonderful job hanging in there. And I want to thank you for working with Jerry Tillingsworth and Teresa. And it's been a long process, and so I'm ready to get started. Thank you so much. And thank you. Mr. Mayor, I would like to move for approval.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for the approval of the addendum consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Madam Secretary?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item number 56 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting an RR Regional Retail District on property zoned Plan Development District number 22 and a resolution accepting deed restrictions volunteered by the applicant on the west line of Preston Road south of Alpha Road. Councilmember Coop pulled the item.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 23 notices to property owners who informed us of their request, received 2 replies in favor and 1 reply in opposition.
Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Any speakers in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve? Any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Cook, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Colleagues, I move to hold this item under advisement until May the 25th, 2011, with the public hearing held open. This is item number 56.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and properly seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary, 59.
Item number 59 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting an amendment to specific use permit number 1746 for a community service center on property zoned a CR community retail district and an R-5A single family district on the southeast corner of Westmoreland Road and Angelina Drive.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 55 notices to property owners from 300 feet of the area request, received 2 replies in favor and 1 reply in opposition.
Are there any speakers in the audience that would like to speak in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Any speakers in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve? Any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Newman, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council members, Mayor, this particular item is for Brother Bill's Helping Hand. It has years and years of experience in reaching out and helping neighbors in West Dallas. They have relocated or wanting to relocate to this particular location from a little bit farther western area of West Dallas into an area adjacent to Westmoreland. This is a nonprofit organization, 100% funded. The building is. They're ready to go. They had a slight glitch in the site plans that they needed 13,047 square feet, and the existing zoning that we approved as a council was for 13,000. So therefore, I move to close the public hearing in Z101-132, agenda item 59, and follow the City Plan Commission recommendation for approval with the following minor change: replace the City Plan Commission approved revised site plan with a new site revised site plan that shows floor area of 13,047 square feet.
Second.
Item's been properly moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary, 64.
Item number 64 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting a D-1 liquor control overlay and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for the sale of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a general merchandise store
or food store less than 3,500 square feet on property zoned in CR-D Community Retail District with a D-liquor control overlay on the west corner of West Keith Boulevard and South Cockle Hill Road.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 4 notices. Property owners to the fee of their request. We received 1 reply in favor and no replies in opposition.
Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Any speakers in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve? Are there any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Newman.
Thank you, Mayor. Council members, agenda item 64, which is Z101-157, I move to close the public hearing and approve the change of zoning from CRD to CRD1 and SUP number 1842 with the following slight change. This specific use permit automatically terminates on April 27, 2013. Is my motion, then, could I make a comment? That's my motion, Mayor.
Okay. All right, it's been moved and seconded. Comment?
The comment is, council members, I'm recommending that we approve the SUP for this location but eliminate the automatic renewals. I want to make sure that they're a good neighbor to the other surrounding property owners as opposed to having automatic renewals on new beer and wine sales at this location. Just a safety precaution.
Okay. Ready to vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion approved.
Thank you, Mayor.
Ms. Davis, you had a concern about 55.
Yes, sir.
Tell us your concerns, and let's see what we need to do.
I would like to put Z101-110 under advisement for a month so that he can go back to the neighborhood with any concerns that they may have. I would like to move to make this motion.
Hold just one. Hold 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
That was already approved on the consent agenda.
Where's Tom? Give me a ruling.
And we will, but let's just do it the proper way.
Mr. Mayor, we'll need a motion to reconsider the consent. The individual that made the motion to approve the consent was Councilmember Davis, seconded by Councilmember Salazar.
They will need to reconsider.
Okay, so it's been moved and second to reconsider. Is that the entire
number? To pull item number 55.
To pull item number 55.
Right.
For reconsideration.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, now, next, Ms. Davis,
now I'd like to make the motion. I would like
Hold 1 second, Ms. Davis.
Councilmember Davis, I apologize. We will need a motion to, again, approve the consent without number 55.
Move to approve consent.
Without number 55. All right. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor? Any opposed? All right. So now we've reapproved the consent without item number 55. Now, item number 55, Ms. Davis.
I would like to put Z101-110 under advisement for 1 month so that he can go back to the neighborhood with any concerns that they may have. And I'd like to move this item for approval.
Okay. All right. And with one stipulation that the 1 month, the day is 27th, the next meeting will be the 25th of May. And so could we say the next meeting is the 25th, in which we'll give you a couple of days from that month?
May 30th. What's May
30th? No, we won't be meeting on May 30th.
Okay. When is the next meeting?
May 25th.
Okay, May 25th is fine.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, even though this item was read for public input under the consent agenda, because it is now under individual, if I may please find out whether or not we have any speakers before the speakers.
Okay.
Thank you. Again, item number 55 is a public hearing regarding an application for an ordinance granting a specific use permit for a vehicle storage lot within Planned Development District Number 323, the Urbandale Area Special Purpose District, on the southeast side of Forney Road between Peachtree Street and Longview Avenue. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve? Any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Now, do we need to take that vote one more time?
Do I need to read it again?
No, you do not need to read it, but I need a second for the record.
Okay. Give me your motion again.
I'd like to put Z101-110 under advisement for 1 month so that the owner can go back to the neighborhood with any concerns that they may have. And I'd like to move for approval.
Ms. Hill seconded.
I second it with the understanding that we're holding the public hearing open.
Right.
Correct. All right. So it's been moved and seconded. All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Madam Secretary, we're going to number 68.
Item number 68 is a public hearing regarding an application for and an ordinance granting a planned development district for mixed uses on property zoned in MU-3 mixed-use district on the southeast corner of the North Central Expressway and SMU Boulevard.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 103 notices to property owners within 500 feet of their request, received 18 replies in favor and no replies in opposition. This is a designated zoning case.
Thank you. Are there any speakers in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Any speakers in opposition? Are there any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve the item? No speakers, Mr. Mayor. This item does require 2 seconds.
Move to approve. We've got a motion. Second, we need two seconds.
Second.
2 seconds. Mr. Cadane and Ms. Hill. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Madam Secretary.
Item number 69 is a public hearing regarding a City Plan Commission authorized hearing to determine proper zoning within Plan Development District Number 145, with consideration being given to an amendment to the Plan Development District to allow the use of a conveyance as a building for food preparation for mobile food vehicles and related regulations on property generally bounded by Ruth Street, Ross Avenue, St. Paul Street, and Woodall Rogers Frontage Road, and an ordinance granting the amendment to Plan Development District Number 145.
Madam Mayor, we sent 93 notices to property owners within 200 feet of their request. We received 16 replies in favor and no replies in opposition.
Thank you. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve? You will be allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Wayne Wooten, and my address is 1000 Grisby. It's not necessarily that I'm in opposition or in support of it, because I don't know what you're talking about. But the historic significance of it is what I'm concerned about. Where can I get some information about this historic stuff over there? Because it's my history, and I don't know what you're doing. I know y'all claim it, but it's mine. I stayed over there longer than y'all.
Which
it belongs to me.
What historic information?
It says historic overlay. Isn't that what it says? It says historic overlay number 18 and 44 on a portion. What does that mean? It's more of a question.
Madam Mayor, can I respond? Yes, Ms. Hunt, thank you. I believe that's referring to two things. I think it is St. Paul Church, but is it also the YMCA? You know, that's encompassed?
Yeah,
it's the YMCA and it's St. Paul Methodist.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Ms. Hunt. Thank you, Ms. Wooten. Madam Secretary.
Madam Mayor, this again requires 2 seconds. We'll need a
motion. In favor.
Okay. Are there any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation? Thank you. Again, please state your name and address for the record.
Valetta Forsyth Will, 622 Blair Boulevard, Dallas, Texas, 75223. I also have people with me in the audience in support of this, if they could stand. I come before you today to ask for your support in allowing for mobile food trucks in the Dallas Arts District under the PD. In the existing zoning and existing development code, the CBD is not allowed to have food trucks. So this is to allow us to have mobile food trucks, not the rest of the CBD. Only PD 145 and PD 708. I sense that you will pass this ordinance and allow us the zoning to do so. There are several issues under under Chapter 17 that need to be addressed, and we have been requesting those since September 28, 2010, when the request was made for the rezoning of this property. Those include at the highest priority of your existing Chapter 17 code requires that mobile conveyances move every 60 minutes and cannot be go any place more than three times in a day. We believe that that is a hindrance to mobile food trucks operating in the city of Dallas. Secondly, on a short-term basis, there's a requirement in Chapter 17, and I've given Ms. Hunt these two requirements in your documentation. The first one was the 60 minutes. The second one is the requirement to provide code in advance of the month, an entire schedule for the month telling code where you would be at all times. That is also a hindrance. Those are the short-term hindrances that we hope you'll be able to clear up in Chapter 17. And I've spoken with Ms. Hunt. We hope in the next 30 days or so. The second issues, which are more long-term, relate to what kinds of foods can be prepared, and there is an exclusionary clause for chicken and fish in your existing code. Other cities in Texas and other places in the nation do not have that exclusion. We ask that that be looked at long-term and overturned. And finally, the issue of conversions long-term, we'd like that looked at, and then operation in the public right-of-way. So short-term, 60 minutes, and the requirement to provide documentation 30 days in advance for where you will be throughout the month. We can easily provide information, but that's a bit overburdensome. And then longer term, the public right-of-way and, indeed, the chicken and fish issue. Thank you, council members.
Are there any other speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
All right, Ms. Hunt, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And Ms. Lill, I want to thank you for your leadership on this issue. I know you've been working on this for months and months and months, and I think it will have an incredible impact on our Arts District and the life on the street there. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Colleagues, this is an opportunity for us to begin transforming our streetscapes, particularly in downtown, but also across our city, whether it's Bishop Arts or Lower Greenville or other commercial neighborhood areas that could benefit from this time of life on the street. We're talking about the mobile food trucks that you see in cities like Austin and really around the country. We just happen to have a quirk of our ordinances that don't allow us to do this. We want to change it. This absolutely goes hand in hand with our Dallas 360 plan, which we recently approved, which asks for more street life, more vitality, more action on our sidewalks. So this can be a real change agent, and I hope you'll support these two items. Mr. Mayor, do you want both 69 and 70 to be addressed at the same time? They're identical. They just deal
I think we're going to address 68, 69, and 70.
I have not read number 70.
Okay.
They do not have to be done collectively, but I haven't read 70 into the
Okay.
record.
There are two separate plan development districts because there are two sides of our arts district, so I'll just get there when we come to it, but I'm going to go ahead and make my motion, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
I move to close the public hearing and approve the amendments to PD number 145. Is it 145? Madam Secretary?
Yes.
With the new section 51P145.104. L to read as follows. 1. A mobile food establishment is permitted only on private property or as part of a special event permit. 2. A mobile food establishment must comply with all of the requirements of Chapter 17 food establishments of the Dallas City Code.
Okay. Been moved. Second. All right.
Is it required 2 seconds?
Second.
All right. Ms. Hill and Mr. Salazar. All right. Before we get to that, Ms. Davis.
Thank you, Mayor. I have one or two questions I want to ask, and I don't know who I need to ask. Will it be all at all arts institutions, including Fair Arts?
Mr. Mayor, may I respond?
Yes, ma'am.
This particular proposal is only
at the Arts District, here's what happened. I think there was an interest in doing this probably across the city, but it started in the Arts District. Mm-hmm. They wanted to do it, so Ms. Lill brought it to me and city staff to get it started in the Arts District and moved as quickly as possible. The long-term goal over the next several months is to have that available across the city if it's the will of the council. But we wanted to go ahead and start it in the Arts District. It will only include the Arts District today.
Okay, so it will only include the Arts District today. And so it will not go anywhere else at this point?
Not at this point.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Ms. Margolin, please.
My vote on this in favor of it cannot even begin to express the enthusiasm that I feel for this. This has been such a long time coming, and I look forward to seeing this move around the city where appropriate. This is really important. Everything that we can do to bring life to the streets, especially downtown and other areas where we want people to congregate, is critical to our vision of the future, and so just voting yes doesn't even begin to convey how enthusiastically I feel about this. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Margolin. Mr. Salazar.
Thank you, Mayor, and all I can say is what a difference 10 years makes. When we approved the current ordinance, I think the issue was that there was no ordinance, and the concern was they were having vendors come with just trailers, and the trailers would be there for a long period of time, and the concern was the safety and welfare of the patrons who were using it, and predominantly we see it more like nightclub at night. That's where you see the trailers. This ordinance came about because then, I guess, Manager Benavides was looking at it and was favorably looking at it, and I think the compromise was that there was concerns from restaurant owners that they could take their business away. Now, in this situation, I think it's a very good experiment to see how it can add value to our arts district, because I know, having gone to a performance or two, unless you make a reservation, those restaurants, they're full. You're not going to get anywhere, any kind of food or drink, anything, because they get full, and that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. But if we're wanting to keep drawing more and more people to come, not just for the shows, but to also be there outside of the shows, after they come out of the museum, they want to walk around. This is something that is an amenity that maybe many can use. I am supporting Ms. Hunt, and I thank Ms. Lill, former councilwoman, and she used to be the
Queen of Preservation,
and now she's the Queen of the Taco. So we thank you for bringing this back, and I think now with time that we do have more venues, other cities like Austin have done it with very much success. You don't necessarily have to keep them in every corner. You can actually establish areas where they can congregate, and people know that if you want certain foods, that's where you're going to go. May not be the same person all the time, but it's certainly something that they can depend on. So I will be supporting this. Thank you for bringing it to us.
Thank you, Mr. Salazar. Ms. Hostel, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Fortunately, I have our expert, Teresa O'Donnell, answer my question, so I'm going to pass.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Hostel. Mr. Allen,
were these what we're going to vote on now, did it include your suggestions? Okay. So is it the intent to bring it back?
There are a couple of different things that need to be addressed. The hearing this afternoon addresses just land use, just zoning. Chapter 17 is a whole different, it's the health code. And we explored early on with Ms. Lill whether we could amend portions of the health code through the zoning. We can't do that because they're two different chapters deal with two different things. So what Ms. Lill is talking about is we'll fix the zoning today, but then on top of the zoning, even if it's permitted as a land use, there are provisions of the health code that aren't friendly to this new concept. So those will have to be amended and brought back at a later time. So really it's a two-step process.
Okay.
It is indeed a two-step process, and we are encouraging the council to hopefully get to revisit 17 for the two items I mentioned that are highlighted in my handout. Come back within 30 days. We're encouraging that, which is the 60-minute rule and the faxing in of the information as to where food trucks are.
And Ms. McDonald, that's where your intent is to bring it back to us and within 60 days for this reason?
And that is something the city staff's working on. The code enforcement and the attorney's office are working on those provisions. They're not something that falls under our development services purview, but we're assisting in making sure that we've got all the holes buttoned up, make sure the land use aspect of it works with the health aspect.
So staff is looking at it, and staff, it sounds like the intent is to try to get it back to us within 30 days is the intent.
Yes, ma'am. As soon as possible, sir. Yes. There's some provisions that we can move more quickly on than others, and I think the 60-day thing we can, the 1 hour, three times in all day, I think that's something that we can move relatively quickly. There are some other provisions that we need a little more time to work on, but we understand it's a high priority for the county.
Yeah, I would say that's the key. It's a high priority type situation that hopefully we can get it done in a very short period of time, because this is such a good thing, and I share the rest of council's enthusiasm for this. So thank you very much, and we'll look forward when that comes back in a timely manner.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Mr. Cadane, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mary, who controls the premises and how many are there?
This is just on private property. Another discussion that Ms. Lill and Jim Wood and I have been having is the necessary safeguards to be put in place for public property, allowing these trucks to pull
yeah.
up into a parking space or
yeah.
in property owned by the city,
yeah.
and how we could facilitate that and still keep our all the neighbors happy.
Okay. And reading this, can they rent these spaces by the month, or are they daily rentals, or how is it done?
The development code says on private property owner only, and we have a private property owner who owns the property between Olive and Pearl, who is willing to accommodate some of the trucks. So that's where we're going to start.
If I had a truck, I could rent one as long as monthly or not.
People own those trucks.
Okay.
And a lot of them tend to. United Caterers is here as well as Greenhouse Truck. United Caterers operates out of Grand Prairie, and they're doing operations in Fort Worth. Greenhouse Truck is doing operations in University Park. Both of those cities permit food trucks, but people don't rent them. They own them. They own those trucks. The only thing they would rent potentially is that private property.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But can I rent that by the month, that piece of property?
The private property?
Yeah. Or
that would be dependent on each private property owner, what they wanted to do.
What they wanted to do.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm excited about it coming about.
I hope you'll get a food truck.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right, it's been properly moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Madam Secretary.
Thank you. We proceed now to item number 70. It's a public hearing regarding a City Plan Commission authorized hearing to determine proper zoning within Plan Development District number 708, with consideration being given to an amendment to the Plan Development District to allow the use of a conveyance as a building for food preparation for mobile food vehicles and related regulations on property generally bounded by Ross Avenue, Wood Street, Central Expressway, and Woodall Rogers Frontage Road, and an ordinance granting the amendment to Plan Development District Number 708.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 67 notices to property owners with a guarantee of their request. We received 13 replies in favor and 3 replies in opposition. This is a designated zoning case.
Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to address the City Council in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Any speakers in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve?
Are there any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Is that a motion?
This item does require 2 seconds.
Yes. Mr. Mayor.
It's not clear.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to close the public hearing and approve the amendments to PD number 708 with the new section 51P, 708-104P to read as follows. One, a mobile food establishment is permitted only on private property or as part of a special event permit. Two, a mobile food establishment must comply with all of the requirements of Chapter 17, Food Establishments of the Dallas City Code.
Second.
All right. Been properly moved. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary.
Item number 71 and 72 must be considered collectively. I will read them both into the record.
All right.
Item number 71 is a public hearing on an amendment to the tax increment financing reinvestment zone number 2 project and reinvestment zone by financing plan to number 1 increase the total City Place area TIF budget, number 2 increase the street utility intersection improvements budget line item, and number 3, update Table 2 budget for City Place area infrastructure improvements to reflect these amendments under the authority of the Tax Increment Financing Act as amended. Item number 72 is an ordinance amending ordinance numbers 21465 and 21769 to number 1, increase the total City Place area TIF budget, number 2, increase the street utility intersection improvements budget line item, and number 3, update Table 2 budget for City Place area infrastructure improvements to reflect these amendments under the authority of the Tax Increment Financing Act as amended. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak in opposition of the items that were just read into the record? Are there any speakers in favor of the item that was just read into the record? Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Gwang Wooten. I live at 1000 Grisby, and I'm concerned about this tax increasing the money that y'all spending. What district is this in, 14 or 2? Well, it don't make no difference whichever one it is. It's predominantly or was a historically black community. And using community development money for infrastructure, streets, and all this stuff is upgrading that community so rich people can come in there and build housing and displace more poverty-stricken people. The black community on the west side of Haskell and the Hispanic community on the east side, those houses were about the same age. And the west side of Haskell is gone. The east side of Haskell is still there. This is community development money. This is not money for rich people to come in here and displace poverty-stricken people. This is why I'm standing up here, because I don't know if they've been working on Lemon West for the last 10 years. Now, we were counted in the census in the 90s, in the 80s and the 90s, because we were still over there. And that census money was not spent on those people. And when Roger Staubach come over there building them houses for rich people, and any of them moved all the poor folks out of the house and tearing down all houses for poverty-stricken people in this city, and then you want to know why we got a city full of homeless people. Community development money is for low and moderate income people. It is not for millionaires. And I want this tax increase and whatever this stuff is that y'all got that money and gave it to rich people and fixed up the streets of the sewer so they could rebuild stuff. I want to relook at that stuff. And I want something done about it. Because community development money was for me. It was not for millionaires.
Are there any other speakers that would like to speak on the item that was the items that were read into the record? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Hunt, please.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Gonzalez, do these agenda items have anything relationship to community development dollars? Are there any community development dollars being spent on any of these programs? Okay. Just wanted to make sure. And for the folks listening to this, what we're talking about is TIF dollars. Tax increment financing districts, and that's when we freeze the amount of property tax revenue at a certain level for the first year of a TIF, and then as development improves the area, we take that incremental increase in property tax revenue and reinvest it in that area. So it's a great tool. We've used it across the city. City Place is, I think, one of our best examples of the changes that we can see when we do TIF districts. So with that, I move to approve.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved and approved. 2 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary?
Thank you. Item number 73 and 74 also need to be considered collectively. Item number 73 is authorized number 1, a development agreement with JLB City Place LP to dedicate future TIF revenue supporting the development of City Place Tract 6C located at 3925 North Central Expressway, located in Tax Increment Financing Reinvestment Zone 2, and number 2, the City Place Area TIF District Board of Directors to dedicate up to $815,930 from future City Place Area TIF District revenues in accordance with the development agreement. Item number 74 is a resolution declaring the intent of Tax Increment Financing District Reinvestment Zone number 2 to reimburse JLB City Place LP for eligible expenditures pursuant to the development agreement with JLB City Place LP. This item does require 2 seconds.
Second.
I spoke on 71 and 72, not 73 and 72.
The item has been first and seconded. Is there a motion for approval? There's a motion for approval to be considered?
Second.
Well, the motions are there. We just need to verify the vote. The City Council needs to vote on the item.
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item number 75 and 76 need to also be considered collectively. I will read both into the record. Item number 75 is authorized number 1, a development agreement with Cityville Dallas Haskell Limited Partnership to dedicate future TIF revenues supporting the Cityville City Place development at 2600 North Haskell Avenue, located in Tax Increment Financing Reinvestment Zone 2. And number 2, the City Place Area TIF District Board of Directors to dedicate up to $813,979 from City Place Area TIF District revenues in accordance with the development agreement. Item number 76 is a resolution declaring the intent of Tax Increment Financing District Reinvestment Zone number 2 to reimburse Cityville Dallas Haskell Limited Partnership for eligible expenditures pursuant to the development agreement with Cityville Dallas Haskell Limited Partnership. This item does require 2 seconds.
Move to approve.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded appropriately. Ms. Hassel, you had some seconds? Okay. Okay. Yes, we got your second. All right. All in favor?
Thanks.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary, item number 77.
Item number 77 is a public hearing on the proposed private sale by quitclaim deed of 2 unimproved properties acquired by the taxing authorities from the sheriff's sale to Dallas Neighborhood Alliance for Habitat, Inc. And at the close of the public hearing, authorize number 1, the private sale under HB House Bill 110 process to the land transfer program as provided for by Section 253.010 of the Texas Local Government Code, by quitclaim deed of 2 unimproved properties acquired by the taxing authorities from the sheriff's sale to Dallas Neighborhood Alliance for Habitat, Inc. And number 2, execution of a release of non-tax liens included in the foreclosure judgment and post-judgment non-tax liens, if any. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak on the item that was just read into the record? Are there any speakers?
Yes. And I wanted to speak on those other items that y'all voted on where you're making yourself feel good about displacing poverty-stricken people in this country. What I want to tell you people with all this money y'all got too much of is that my ancestors wasn't broke when you brought me over here. I was sustainable. I was living on a continent and I had everything I needed. Then you kidnapped us and brought us over here and worked the hell out of us for 400 years and still trying to act like I'm poverty stricken. I didn't have no polio and none of that stuff and syphilis and all that stuff when I came over here. I was fine at home. Now you done brought me over here and you displaced me and treat me like I'm crazy. I support Habitat because of the house and poor people. But I don't support all this TIF money going to help rich people. And I want something done about this TIF money. And I want some representation down here. And TIF is not for rich people. It's for poor people and moderate income people. Y'all already got everything. You done destroyed a whole community. And if it was such tax increment, why are we in the tax hell we in now? Because if it had increased taxes, then we wouldn't need to be in the trouble of taxes we are in now. So you're sitting up here lying, and I support Habitat.
Are there any other speakers that would like to speak on the item? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Davis, please.
Require 2 seconds.
I'll move for approval.
Second.
It's been probably moved in second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, this is what we're going to do. Been asked to kind of take a few reviews, and you know, I'm just kind of lost for words. Huh? Should we take a break? All right, we'll take a couple. We're not going to take a break. We'll just hold on a second. We'll get this under control. Right. Why don't we go, Madam Secretary, to the afternoon speakers.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We continue now with your afternoon speakers. Your first speaker is Warren Gilbert, Jr. Not present. James Russell, if you'll please come up. State your name and address for the record. You will be allowed 3 minutes to speak. I will first recite the speaker guidelines. Citizens and other visitors attending the meeting of the City Council shall observe the same rules of propriety, decorum, and good conduct applicable to members of the City Council. Any person making personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks who become boisterous while addressing the City Council or while attending the City Council meeting shall be removed from the room if the Sergeant at Arms is so directed by the presiding officer, and the person shall be barred from further audience before the City Council during that session of the City Council. Again, you're allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for allowing me to be here today. My name is James Russell, and my aim is to start a nonprofit to house the homeless. Regardless of whether the nonprofit gets up and operating or not, I'll be using my own money. And my aim is to locate the outsiders of the homeless community who generally do not attend any public shelter nor take part in any organized programs. Our aim is to provide these individuals with a home they can call their own and to have something in which they can have pride. I'm looking to help the outcast of the outcast. What I'm talking about when I'm talking about home, my aim is to hand out tents and sleeping bags to the people who are the loners who don't come into the shelters, and so they could have some sense of home. I was almost homeless 18 years ago, and now I'm disabled, and I have my days free, and I'm looking for and I was looking for something to do, and I started thinking about the homeless, and if I was homeless, what would be the worst thing? Would be the exposure that you're always outside and you don't have any cover. But if you had this this little two-man tent that you could call your own, you could get a little self-respect and there's we don't know where that could lead, but anyway, that's my proposal.
Thank you very much. Madam Secretary, next speaker.
Thank you. Your next speaker is William Hopkins. Not present. Ozumba Lunks. Not present. Marvin Crenshaw. Not present. Cedric Steele. Not present. Leslie Allen Davis.
Leslie Allen Davis, 3035 East Lebetta, Apartment 41. 3 minutes. I'm still in support of Israel, you know. I got concentration, you know, and what are we talking about? Libya's getting out. With all these other foreign countries around Israel, get out of where they try to concentrate on taking their anger out on Israel. So we must support Israel. And let me see. Y'all pray for me. Those people that believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I pray for you too. I want this to be the best city council we ever had. Crack is taking effect on my life. I'm not using drugs per se, but it's in my environment heavily, and it's taking a toll on me. But I've got to figure out a way to solve this problem myself, because I see that the public figures haven't been able to solve it. They have got the amount of cocaine in the crack down, but it still has that drawing effect on the individuals that use it, and it causes dangerous things. But it still is. I'm going to start working on the company more aggressively. Kids out there, love your parents. Try to love them the best you can and do the best you can. And hold on. Oh, yeah. Trust in God. Trust in God and read your Bible. I keep saying I just came from commission call yesterday where we were dealing with transsexual gender. And we had some Bible preachers that are talking about it, but the deal is, if you don't read your Bible, you can't stay prayed up try to stay prayed up, because the deal is, the Bible is the most accurate book known to mankind, and plus, it's designed to lead and guide you throughout this lifetime, this existence that you have here on earth. And, I already got to pray for me, boy. Keep praying for me. I'm going to try to do it right. I know my dress code is not up to par today, but I'm going through difficult at home, so I'm going to work on it. And 39 seconds. God bless you. We're going to try to work it out even this year and get these taxes under control, because y'all still doing these tax abatements. That's why we don't want no tax increase later on this year. But if you keep getting tax abatements, it's going to have to be a tax increase of some sort, or some cut, or some lay off some employees. I don't think I can speak a lot. Y'all already abated about $3 to $5 million already. I'm watching you, but we're gonna get it straight now. I'm gonna stop ironing my dirty laundry in front of the pub. I'm gonna start getting talking to y'all one on one. I'm very soon. I thought I won't be able to see you today, but I'll see you when I can. I love y'all. Bless you. We'll work together. Get this thing straight now. God bless.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor, we have one speaker that signed up
after
the printing of the list. Gwen Wooten is your final speaker this afternoon.
Oh, Ms. Wooten.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, City Council, Mayor. How are y'all? My name is Gwen Wooten. I live 1,000 Grisby in Dallas, Texas. I've been looking at JFK. They said when they killed Kennedy, it was a coup d'etat. I don't know what no coup d'etat is. But it looked like something happened in this country since the assassination of President Kennedy, and I don't particularly give a damn about what happened. I don't like going backwards. I want to go forward, and I want representation down here. I doubt if all these black districts together to receive $500 million, and we'd have built a $500 million hotel. That's ridiculous. We need representation down here, but I don't live over there, so I ain't both of y'all. But these people on my side, I need some representation over here. There are poverty-stricken people in District 14, and there are poverty-stricken people in District 2. And I want some money. If you can build a hotel, you can build a house. And if they can pay to go in the hotel room, then I can pay to rent a house from you. I want some housing for poverty-stricken people in this city, and it don't have to be hood. It can be the city of Dallas and y'all run around there building hotels and stuff. You can build some houses, both of them same thing, housing people. This is the most racist city I ever seen in my life. Even the black folks hate each other. These black folks ain't doing nothing for their community. They ain't built nothing, they ain't did nothing, they ain't doing nothing but going around here eating with y'all and enjoying y'all environment. I want to know who on the Tea Party is running for mayor, because I think everybody with money need a tax increase. You made money off of poor folks, and you need to pay some taxes. I don't see nothing with folks with money paying on that money you got over there in Switzerland or wherever you got some more money at. I went to the Martin Luther King Center last night. First thing I see is a sign that say no shaggy pants. Do you think Martin Luther King give a
about Shaggy Pants. This man died so sanitation workers could work. And y'all worried about Shaggy Pants and ain't got no sanitation workers. And as mayor, I want you to leave something here. I want you to say, this, I'm doing this. Something. Do something. You ain't got 2 or 3 weeks left, but do something with it. And I'm tired of the police harassing black folks and poverty-stricken children. This woman told me the police took her son off the train, handcuffed him, and took him to jail. Not to jail, to school. What you gonna handcuff a child and take him to school for? And Ernest Young, youngest down there at Victory Place. Victory Park, I'm supposed to have a big cafe down there, just like Elphine. Cause my dad was down there. When Elphine was down there pushing that little cart around, my dad was down there barbecuing. I'm supposed to be down there. And if this city was any kind of way, and if y'all and Lil and them hadn't got together and erased my history, you know who I'm talking to. I would be down
there.
And I want y'all, I'll tell you what I want you to do.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Wooten. Madam Secretary?
That's your final speaker, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Let me say that I'm about to sign a memo here instructing the city manager and the city attorney to conduct a briefing on Wednesday, May 4th, 2011, regarding Chapter 15A of the Dallas City Code regarding campaign contributions by applicants in designated zoning cases, designated public subsidy matters, and by builder proposals on city contracts, okay? So we will have that briefing, and it'll be so directed on May the 4th. All right. It is now 2:02, and this meeting of the Dallas City Council is now officially adjourned. Thank you.